The Kenyan online news outlet The Star reported on Monday that Justice James Wakiaga of Kenya's High Court issued the order to freeze Lumoro's bank accounts at a Kenyan bank. According to The Star, a supporting affidavit shown by Isaac Nakatore, an investigative officer with Kenya's Assets Recovery Agency, stated Lumoro made suspicious cash transfers to a bank account in the name of Reja Kedi Ladu Kenyi. The Star reports Lumoro operated two bank accounts, including a Kenyan shillings account containing 13.42 million and a second dollar account. Lumoro denies any involvement in illicit transactions at a Kenyan bank.
I have an account in Kenya with the Cooperative Bank of Kenya, Cooperative House, which is intended to maintain my family in Nairobi. And that account, I service it and send money to it from my bank account in the Cooperative Bank of South Sudan. I transfer money there whenever I can from my own source of money, which is legitimate, including my salary and any allowances I get.
The minister said he did not receive an official bank letter informing him that his account was frozen for a specific reason. Lumoro says he had $460,000 in his dollar account, but was not aware of any pending court case against him. The U.S. Department of Treasury sanctioned Lumoro and former Defense Minister Kwol Manyang Jok of perpetuating South Sudan's conflict by obstructing the country's peace process. The sanctions included freezing any U.S. assets held by both officials and prohibited U.S. citizens from doing business with the two officials. Lumoro says Kenya is implementing sanctions against the government of South Sudan through the Kenya Assets Recovery Agency.
So if it is the one that is closing accounts of ministers of the government of South Sudan because of American sanctions, then it's implementing those American sanctions. That's one. Two, the court in Kenya is a kangaroo court. It is not a court of justice because there is no court that issues a ruling without the defendant, without investigation. So it freezes your account without giving the opportunity for you to defend yourself.
Lumoro is the second high-profile South Sudan government official whose assets are being questioned by foreign governments. In 2017, the Australian Federal Police confiscated a $1.5 million property at Nowra Warren, southeast of Melbourne, bought by the son of James Hothmai, the Minister of Labour in South Sudan, in Kiir administration. Lumoro insists the money in his accounts at a Kenyan bank are earnings from his personal investments in South Sudan.
This is not my first job in my life. I have been working for years. I have properties, some of which are rented. They are legal. They are here. If anybody wants to prove, you prove it. So all these political witch hunts that are being thrown against me, they're intended to tarnish my name, to fight me politically, to just destabilize me. But what they are getting is the opposite. And I want somebody, just one person, to open a case against me for stealing money. One. And then we'll see what happens to them. And this is not the first time. They've even done this in London. What did they get? Zero.
The Star reported preliminary analysis of the bank statement held in the name of the respondent does not demonstrate a consistent source of funds, which could reasonably be said to be salary, end quote. But Lumoro says he does not understand why the investigators did not contact him for any clarifications.
I bank with the Cooperative Bank. It's a very credible bank. The Cooperative Bank will not allow you to bank with them, will not accept your money unless you prove your source of income. Even my salary or allowances transferred from this ministry to my account, the undersecretary must prove the reasons why this amount is being transferred, what is the budget line, and why the money is being transferred. So I'm confident that every transfer I've made was legitimate, and my bank is there to prove it.
Lumoro warns he will sue the High Court of Kenya and the Star in the East African Court of Justice for what he calls tarnishing his image. South Sudan's Vice President Taban Dengai, Information Minister Michael Makuei, and the Chief of the South Sudan People Defense Forces, General Santino Deng, have been sanctioned for their roles in obstructing peace in South Sudan. Other former South Sudanese officials and businessmen are also on the United Nations, European Union, and the U.S. Department of Treasury lists of sanctioned individuals for a variety of issues related to South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.